Good morning, good people. I am joined in the studio this morning by Pam Perkins Carn from Ending Mass Incarceration. And Pam, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Kiplin. It's great to be back with you.
We have been talking about mass incarceration and restorative justice and justice reform for quite a while. Could you tell us exactly what is In Mass Incarceration and what that organization does?
Absolutely. So In Mass Incarceration Georgia Network is an effort, an initiative that has been in place for now for a few years now, several years actually, where it is a collective of individuals, organizations, faith-based, community-based, justice-minded folk who want to, who are reform-minded as well, and who want to participate in increasing positive outcomes for Georgia's children and adults. So it's focused on both juvenile and criminal justice reform. And this particular group has been working in efforts of advocacy for legislative advocacy, also community-based advocacy. And as a matter of fact, it's a group that really pushed for Too Young to Suspend in regards to our pre-K through third graders who are removed from the school setting and you know, not given an opportunity to learn, but also looking at how our faith communities and our and the community at large can better serve our children and families for better outcomes.
Now, for quite a few years, our state, Georgia, and our former governor, Nathan Deal, have been getting lots of kudos around the nation about the reform that has taken place. Is that not enough, or what kind of reform are you talking about now?
Absolutely. Well, actually, kudos are great, but there's almost always more work to be done. And we're talking about the continuation of the on-the-ground effort. And we do, you know, recognize the governor in promoting criminal justice reform and juvenile justice reform. However, without that on-the-ground advocacy, that on-the-ground work that says, look, there are people who can't get jobs, so we need Ban the Box. Not only in our government, but also in our private companies. So while certain governments across the state, you know, have implemented Ban the Box, and that is checking the box on the application, you know, having that box on the application that says, have you ever been arrested? Have you ever been charged? You know, before the person can get an interview, while that's great that certain governments across the state have done that, not everyone has. And so, and not all private corporations do that. So that's still an ongoing effort to expand Ban the Box. But also, when we talk about expungement, again, allowing the past to dictate the future of a person's potential. So, again, having that opportunity where certain county governments have actually held expungement processes, which is wonderful. We actually held one in January, the In Mass Incarceration group did. But there's more to be done because not all offenses, and we understand, but not all offenses can be expunged. And so still, that person's past dictates that person's future.
So
we're talking about juvenile. Yes.
No,
sorry.
I was going to say, before we move forward, just explain, because some people might not know what that means. You know, what does expungement actually mean? And we know in Florida, at the end of the year, that community, that state voted to allow former felons, you know, to regain their voting rights. So what does expungement do, and what does it mean for people coming out of the justice?
And for the more modern term, I suppose, you know, I guess it sounds a little better, called record restriction. And there's certain offenses, particularly here in Georgia, certain offenses are misdemeanors in particular, that where you have not been convicted of, or the trial did not take place for whatever reason, certain offenses, and there is a listing of those that can be expunged or restricted from your record. And so therefore, when there is a background check, when you are applying for a position, you know, applying for a job, then those offenses, once they have been restricted, do not appear on that particular background check. So that allows that person to move beyond whatever that past offense was. And again, not all offenses can be expunged or restricted for you to move forward, not having that hanging over your head. Even in, for example, you know, apartment applications or housing applications, you know, background checks are done routinely. And so if those offenses are still appearing on your record, whereas, not necessarily rightly so, then that restriction process restricts those offenses from your background record, your GCIC, and that's an acronym, and I will have to get back to you on that one.
I'm really kind of shocked because I knew there was a challenge for people who had felony convictions, but you're saying this also impacts people with a misdemeanor offense that may have not even come to trial. It's still showing up on the record.
Right. Yes, absolutely, and that's an issue, and that's one of those issues that, of course, all justice reform groups have advocated, about, and in making sure that our governments, whether local government or state government, that we have a more robust expungement process, that it becomes a uniform law, and that it's not just here or there where the expungement process takes place. And it's also that the communication is placed out there as well, that people know that this is available to you, So that's one of the things that we hope also that this network that MS Incarceration does is that we get the word out. Here are things that have changed. Here are opportunities for you to make a fresh start. So take advantage of these things. And we don't do it alone. There are certainly other really wonderful groups out there, justice reform groups that are doing the same thing. And that's what we need more people to be aware of these opportunities.
Well, you mentioned advocacy, and one of the reasons we wanted to talk with you is about Justice Day at the Capitol. Our legislative session just opened. So share with us, what is Justice Day? When is it taking place? And who should participate?
Well, Justice Day is taking place February 26, 2019, and Justice Day at the Capitol is an annual gathering, again, of individuals, organizations, agencies that are justice-minded, justice reform agencies and organizations gathering for a day of advocacy at the Capitol, and also a day of learning and opportunities to become more aware of what the laws are and how they work. And then an opportunity to go and advocate with your legislator or legislators at the Capitol on behalf of the children, on behalf of the constituency you represent, whether it's children, adults, families, or both, both and. And so Justice Day there are two primary sponsors of Justice Day, and that's the Southern Center for Human Rights and the Georgia Justice Project. But we are in mass incarceration and a number of other organizations are co-sponsors of that day. And so at any given time on that day, you might see about 600 people gathered. But it's really a way of bringing the community into advocacy, bringing the community, the justice community together, and showing that force that, in numbers, that power in numbers, and promoting justice reform, juvenile justice reform, as well as criminal justice reform to our legislators at the Capitol.
So for our listeners, maybe they are involved with an organization that is, promoting justice reform, or maybe they have family members, they're interested in it. Can they just come up on that day? What do they need to know about participating in Justice Day on February 26th?
Well, we absolutely need them to register. And the website link is justice365.com, so justice365.com. So please go to that web address and, click on that and register for Justice Day. It also gives you more information about Justice Day at the Capitol. It's the eighth one. Again, hundreds of people gathered from across the state, and we're looking forward to seeing just as many people out there on February 26th. You can also find out if you'd like to be a co-sponsor. There's information there as well. But please register. Please register.
So, again, every time I talk with advocates on justice reform, I find out something new. I did not know, you know, that misdemeanors were actually following people's record. I did not know that we were suspending pre-K students. These are four-year-olds are, you know, being suspended from our education system. Pamela, what is that one other thing that you might be able to share with us that's new that we don't know about? And, you know, this, I don't know, we're just in this area of such punishment. You know, if you do the crime, you've got to do the time. But when people have done the time, they've paid their debt to society, these things are still hanging on and preventing them, as you mentioned, from having a future. They're still, you know, having to deal with these things that are hanging on from their past.
Well, absolutely. And this is, if you, you know, there are, I think we just need to get, we need to help people, the community at large, understand and to know. Because most people, when they do think about, you know, a criminal record, you're right, they think about something much more, some heinous, you know, crime that somebody has committed. But, you know, in Georgia, as you know, 1 in 13 persons has some involvement in the justice system, you know. So we need to understand what that means. And so we need more communication rather than less communication. We need to have this go out, just like you are always there, you know, providing information to the community. We need others to do the same. Otherwise, people walk around with a record they might not even know about, because they thought, the thinking is, well, I didn't do anything bad, you know, in quotation marks. But that's not the point. The point is that's still on your record, and you need to make sure that you can address it, even if you're not sure. You know, still take a look, go and you know, pull your own background check on yourself. And find out what's on your record, if you have a record, and if so, what's on it.
So once again, we are having to, you know, advocate for ourselves in so many different arenas. But I want to say it again, Justice Day will be February 26th at the Capitol. You must register at justice365.com. And this is a way for you to advocate on behalf of people who are returning from incarceration, who may have a chance to go into drug courts or different kinds of courts. This is for justice reform. And Pamela, you mentioned it. Our state has one of the highest number of adults. One in every 13 citizens is some kind of way involved in the criminal justice system in our state. And that really needs to change for us to be an ongoing, prosperous community.
Absolutely. And I just want to make one small correction. Justice Day 365.
Okay. JusticeDay365.com.
Yes.
Pam, thank you so much for the work that you're doing. It is so important, and I thank you for doing it. And one more time, JusticeDay365.com.
Absolutely. Please come out. Please come down. As you said, hear from reform leaders. Some people will be sharing their own personal stories with the lawmakers, and it's all about bringing everyone together and working together to, you know, make Georgia a better place for everyone
and have better solutions to some of these challenges.
Much better solutions, absolutely.
Again, absolutely. Pam, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us this morning.
Thank you, Kiplin. Thank you so much.